I'd been compelled to do it for a very long time, and why I waited so long seems even more foolish because I got an email from Billy today. I'd written him on a whim a few weeks earlier. I had titled my email Long Shot and wrote a couple of sentences reminding him of who I used to be, the fastest barefoot runner in the whole world. I closed protectively with, "So say hello if you want." Self-doubt took over and almost deleted the whole thing. He's not going to remember me. He's going to wonder why I even bothered. After all, I haven't spoken to him in 35 years. It was the early 70s. Our group, our pack, five of us, seven if we let the girls play. Nice kids, neighbors. Kids who looked out for each other. Kids who knew how to put their potatoes in. One potato, two potato. Time passed, and when our race to become individuals was our newest rebellion, our Declaration of Independence dictated that we shouldn't need our group anymore. Adolescence kicked in, and we moved quickly, away from each other. Billy grew his hair long and started listening to rock. My hair was still short because I was listening to my parents and the Carpenters. Our friendship became an occasional nod in passing, away from a window, from a car, and then. I signed the email, "Sincerely, Steve," sent it, and waited. Then it came. Of course it came. Bill warmly recounted everything he knew about the whereabouts of each of our old friends. I read those names, evoking memories of doing just what we did, riding bikes, digging holes, sitting on the stairs laughing, just like we were. He actually thanked me for writing and added, "It made me think back on some very good times." I believe the friendships we form as children are perhaps the purest relationships we'll ever make. They're part of us forever, a reminder of how we touched each other's lives with a very human connection that shouldn't be ignored, taken for granted, or forgotten. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Lovezzo.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.